So last year I was talking about the fake reality bubbles that people were creating. I was starting to see how pretty much the whole system is a fake reality bubble. And so I was also talking about, you know, when you move up spiritually to the next level and you start to respect yourself and love yourself, put yourself first above these 3D flesh creatures, you know, because they always wanted to vampire off of you. And then when you say, okay, I'm going to put up some boundaries because you're crossing too many boundaries. Because I noticed growing up, you know, family would never come see you, but they'd want you to come see them. They would never help you, but they always wanted help. Ex-wives would not take accountability. They just wanted to blame somebody else because they couldn't stand to look at themselves in the mirror, right? And so I was talking about a bunch of stuff, about all the things that I learned from years gone by, right? Fake reality bubbles, the WandaVision, fake reality, the witchcraft, the lie of Genesis 3. So I was kind of just resting from July to December. I was kind of resting and just relaxing, you know. And lo and behold, everything that I experienced prior to 13 years ago, prior to February of 2012 that I walked away from, everything that I experienced tried to come back and culminate into one person. And it was almost like the biggest test. Familiar spirit of the bloodline. Not wanting to do tit for tat when it comes to driving to see you or whatever. And I even asked some people, coworkers, you know, does this sound right? They said, no, that ain't right. And so everything that happened, all the 3D flesh creatures that used to be in your life culminated into one person. And it was a battle like you've never seen, because I wasn't really battling the one person. I was battling strongholds from the old life before I stepped in the 5D mindset. And you're trying to show these people patience and agape love and trying to raise them, help them raise up out of the system. But they're so enmeshed in the system that you know it's all about just the world, the flesh, prior life, greed, selfishness. And they put on like they're doing righteous things. But with you, they're trying to get over and use and abuse and vampire off of. And it's wild. It's like they see you, they see the saved people they see other people, they see the same people like a battery, right? And so what's happening in this world is you got creatures that, the only word that comes to my mind is loose off of you. And if you let them loose off of you, they'll keep going further and further. It's kind of like Wally Cody's trying to chase down Roadrunner. You're just going about your business, doing your thing. And these people, they want to just vampire off of you, but they never can give back. And when you start to see who they are and what they are, and you walk away, they get mad. They get mad because you don't let them abuse you. They get mad because you don't let them change your will. If you're doing God's will and they're trying to change your will to their will, they get mad because they can't pull you off your goal, dream, course, whatever. They get mad. And the only way they get in is the devil will send somebody with a familiar spirit, and just the fact that they're human, there's a familiar spirit in that. But they put on a good talk, and then the mask will drop, and they're trying to get you to do this, 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 this. And you start to walk away from it and say, nah, you're not going to vampire off of me. You're going to have to give back too. And so it's just out of this world how back in July last year, I was talking about it, and it actually all culminated from childhood until 2012, culminated into one being, one person. And then when you pretty much disconnect from that, that same spirit jumps on other people. And you're like, what is going on here? So what it comes down to, my conclusion is, because you've had strongholds from childhood, and the earth is a copy machine, it's just trying to pull you backwards. You're being pulled up out of this place by the spirit of truth. And these people run by the spirit of error, spirit of lies. They don't like you leaving and escaping this place. They can't stand it. And so they see you doing good and God blessing you and prospering, you know, and they want to vampire off of you. And if they can't vampire off of you, they throw a fit. And it's a good thing you're not legally bound to them, because they take you to the courthouse, try to get everything you got and waste your time and loosh off of your energy. And they justify. Instead of them walking away and admitting what they did wrong, they have to walk away and blame you, because they can never look at themselves. And that is a sign of a creature who has never been saved, never repented, cannot look in the mirror, cannot be introspective, has to project onto other people what's in them. And there's like a demon blocking them from conviction of sin, because they, if they admitted conviction of sin, they would get saved. But they're being, but they can't admit it, and they'll never admit it to you. And they'll go the rest of their life down the rabbit hole and find somebody else and somebody else, because nobody's going to put up with it. And they'll just keep running across the same kind of person. I mean, they'll be the same kind of person. And these other people will not put up with it. And so they'll just stay the same person. They'll run across people who won't put up with the junk. And they'll have to just eventually, maybe on their deathbed, look at themselves and admit they were the problem. But most of the time, people even go to their deathbed and scream and yell and will never look at themselves. It's really sad. They see you as kind and walking around just minding your own business, and they see you as a prey, and they really think that you're dumb, and you're not. You might play dumb with them for a season, but then eventually you see what they are and you say, I'm done. And so it's really, you can't get them. They can never be convicted by your words. They have to be left alone, which they'll never be alone. They always find somebody else. They have to be left alone to look at their own junk, their own sin, and usually they never escape. What's the gist of the story here? The gist of the story is, when you're breaking strongholds from childhood and early life and even in your 20s or 30s, when you're breaking these strongholds, don't be surprised if they try to come back in a different person. It's the same spirit, but a different person.